Welcome back to Torah Imech Anach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz. Today we will continue our study of Sefer Divrei Hayamim Bet, Perek Lamed Aleph. So we continue with the reign of Chizkiyahu, the very, very righteous king of Malchus Yehuda. If you recall, in yesterday's chapter, we did Pesach Sheni. He included Chizkiyahu, the call for Pesach Sheni, for those remnants of Malchus Yisrael who had not been exiled. In this parak, we have the continued restoration of the glory to the Beis HaMikdash by restoring to their service the Mishmarei Kohuna, the watches of the Kohanim, and the Levium, which had fallen to great neglect because the temple had been left mostly deserted. So we begin in parak Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Ukechalos Kozos, when all this was finished, the celebration of Pesach Sheni in yesterday's parak, Yatsu kol Yisrael hanimtzim l'arei Yehuda, and so all the people scattered and they went back to their places in the city of Judah. And what do? They destroy any remnants of Avodah Zarah. Vayishabru hamatzevos, they smash the monuments to Avodah Zarah. Vayigadu ha'asherim, they cut down the asherim trees. Vayinatzu eshabamos, they remove the altars, the temporary altars for Avodah Zarah. Vesamizbechod, and the altars mikol Yehuda, Binyamin, Ube Ephraim, min Menashe, ad lecheir. So interestingly, those remnants in Malchus Yisrael, Ephraim and Menashe, also destroy any remnants of Avodah Zarah that was left, ad lecheir, until they're completely obliterated from the land. Vayishuv kol b'nei Yisrael ish la'achuz asol areim, and all of Israel returns to their portion, to their city. So you have peace in the land, and you also have a restoration of awareness of God in the land, and you have, we're going back to Torah and Mitzvos in the land, and we have Pesach Sheni observed, and now what is Yechizkiel going to do? Vayyameid Yechizkiel es machlekos ha-kohanim v'ha-levim al machlekosam. Yechizkiel set up the divisions, or what we call the watches of the Kohanim and the Levium by their divisions, every man according to his service for the Kohanim and the Levium, for the Ola offerings, for the Shlamim offerings, l'shareis, to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, ula hodos, ula halal, and to give thanks and to sing b'sharei machanos Hashem in the gates of the camps of Hashem. So Rabbi Adin Steinzelt comments, and he says, at this point, the division of the Kohanim and Levium into their watches was merely an abstract memory, as the temple service had not actually been performed in many years, and the temple had been left mostly deserted. It is now necessary to renew the service and restore previous order, which is the topic of this parak. Furthermore, Pasuk Gimel, the king's portion from his own property for the daily korbanos of the burnt offerings of the morning and evening, and the burnt offerings for Shabbos and for Rosh Chodesh and for the Chagim, as written, the king sent. Furthermore, Pasuk Dalet, Vayomer la'am le'yoshvei Yerushalayim, the king, Chizkiyahu, said to the nation who dwelled in Jerusalem, Latei manot ha'kohanim v'alevim, to give the portion that is deserving to the Kohanim and the Levim. So today we do a Frashos Challah. We burn a piece of a Frashos Challah. Mitzvah was brought down in Perek Tesvav of Bamidbar, Parsha Shach. We just burn the piece, but it used to be in temple times that extra piece, Lafrish Challah min Isa, was baked into loaves and was given to the Kohanim. But because for so many years the Kohanim and Levim were not serving properly, the people had stopped giving their Truma and their Maaser and their Challah to the Kohanim. And now Chizkiel reinstates these important mitzvahs, Vayomer La'am, and he says to the nation, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, Laseis Manos HaKohanim V'Levim, to give the portion that is deserving to the Kohanim and the Levim, to the Kohanim and Levim, L'man Yechzak B'Torah Hashem. We need to sustain them, we need to give them these foods so that they can strengthen themselves in keeping the law of God. The Kifrot HaDavar, Hirbu B'nei Yisrael, Reishis Dagon, Tirosh V'Yitzar, Udvash, V'Chol Tvus Hazada. When the word of Chizkiel went out, the call to the people to once again donate portions to the Kohanim and the Levim, so the people gave the first of their dagon, their grain, tirosh, their wine, yitzhar, their oil, devash, honey. We know when the Torah tells us, shivat haminim, and devar and peraches, pasuches, eretz chitos, or the gefen uteine verimon, eretz zeitshemenu devash. It's not talking about bees, honey. It's devash tamarim. Chazal is quoted by Rashi to Chumash, tells us we're talking about devash tamarim. So the people brought the fruits of their grain and their wine and their oil and devash, which would be devash to Marim, v'chol tuvat hasada, all the produce of the field, u'maiser ha'kol l'rav heviu. And the people once again started to bring their maiser to the Kohanim, to the Levim. They brought so much. Ubnei Israel, the Yehuda, Hayoshim, Bar Yehuda, and the children of Israel and Yehuda who were sitting in the cities of Yehuda, Gam He Meiser Bakar, Vitzon, Meiser Kodshim, Hamikdashim, Lashem, Elohehem. So now what do? They now start to bring Meiser from their cattle and their sheep and of their holy items. Hey, Viyu, Vayidnu, Aremos, Aremos. They gave so much. The people, the remnant of Yisrael, and the people of Ar Yehuda and Yerushalayim, they start to bring so much presents and Meiser, and from their produce and their animals to the Kohanim and the Levim, it's piled up. Aremos, Aremos, it's piling up in heaps. And they started to bring it all in the third month, Bachodesh HaShlishi, counting from Nisan, we call that Sivan. Aremos, so the foundation of the piles began in the third month, Bachodesh HaShvi'i Kilu, and in the seventh month, so over a period of 4 months, there is so much collection. How much collection? In the seventh month, the Chizkiyahu comes, and the officers, and they see these piles, I'm in Pasuchet, Vayivarchu et Hashem ve'et Amo Yisrael, and they give thanks, they bless God and His nation Israel. Reminds me of what we say today when we see Klal Yisrael doing a good deed, when we see a member of Klal Yisrael being osek in a mitzvah or a chesed. What do we say? Mikam Klal Yisrael, goy achar baretz. Who is like your people, Israel? There is one nation on the land. Chizkiyahu is overwhelmed when he sees how the people contribute in abundance, and he sees all of the piles of the grain and the oil and the wine and all the things that the people have piled up. And so he blesses Hashem first, and he blesses his nation Israel. Pasuk Tet, Vayidrosh Chizkiyahu Akonim Valevim Ala Remot. So Chizkiyahu asks the Kohanim and he asks the Levim about these piles. What is he asking them? Says Rabbi Dean Steinzelt, he's asking them, have you already taken for yourself your portion? There's so much piled up there. Have you taken your portion? Vayomer Elav Azaryahu HaKohen, Harosh Levet Tzadok, Azaryahu Azarka. Again, one who helps God or God helps. He is the head, this Azaryahu, he is the head of the house of Tzadok, and he answered this coin. Vayomer, Mehacha HaTruma Lahavi Beit Hashem Ochal V'Savoa V'Hoser Ad L'Rov. Yes, we have taken our portion, but from the time the people started to bring their portion, their Truma, to the house of Hashem, we have eaten Ochal V'Savoa, we have been satiated V'Hoser Ad L'Rov. There is so much, there is more than enough Hoser from the word Motar, Hoter or Hoser. There is so much left over, ki Hashem beirech es amo, because as Hashem, his God, has blessed his nation, v'hanoser es ha'hamon hazad, there is so much that this is all the abundance that you see. So yes, we took, but there is just so much that the people brought. And this reminds me very much, once again, I'm going back to Chumash, this reminds me very much when the Mishkan was being constructed in Truman Tetzava, we have the command to build the Mishkan, Kitisa also a little bit, and then Vayakal and Pekude, the commands are implemented, and they put out the call, Me'ish Kol Is, Asher Yidvenu Libu, Tichu Es Trumasi, every man whose heart motivates him to give, says God, he should give my portion. And the Torah actually tells us, it's Perek Lamed Vav, in the book of Shemos, I begin Perek Lamed Vav, where am I? Right here, Pasuk Dalet. Okay? Vayavo kol hachachamim haosim eskom leches hakodesh ish ish memalachto asherheim osim. And all the wise men who were doing the holy work, meaning building the Mishkan, every man came to his work that they are doing, and they came to Moshe, and they said, Marbim ha'am lahavi. The people are contributing so much. There's more than enough zahav, kesef, necholish, tcheles, argaman, tolah, shani, sheish, izim. We have so much. Ma'ar b'yam lavi, the people are contributing in excess. Midei ha'avoda l'mlacha, there's so much. It's more than we need for the work. Asher tziv Hashem la'asos osa, that Hashem commanded. Vayitzav Moshe. So in other words, the people are contributing. And you could see why this story, this narrative here in Perek Lamed Aleph reminds me of the building of the Mishkan. Yechizkiyahu, a righteous king, put it a call that the people should once again bring their truma, their portion, their miser to the Kohanim and the Levim as they're reinstated to work in the Beit HaMikdash. And he comes and there are so many piles he can't get over it. So he says to the Kohanim and the Levim, did you even take from this? They said, of course we took. We have eaten, we have been satiated. There's so much we don't even know what to do with it. It's just piling up. And we see the generosity under a strong leader. The people want to donate to the Beit HaMikdash. They want to donate to the workers of God. And there's so much, it's in excess. So what did Moshe Moshe Rabbeinu do, going back to Sefer Shemot, like I said, it's Perek Lamed Vav, Vayitzav Moshe, and Moshe commanded, Vayaviru kol b'machana lemer, they proclaim a voice throughout the camp, meaning an announcement, saying, Ish ve'isha al yasu od malacha l'trum ha-sakodesh, Vayikalei ha-amavi. They actually had to stop the people from bringing, men and women, do not bring any more contributions for the holy. We have more than enough. And the people restrained from bringing, Pasuk Zayin, v'hamalacha ha'isa dayam l'chol hamlacha l'asos oso v'hoser. That word, hoser, we find here in Shemos Lamed Vav, and we find it here in Divrei Hayam in Perek Lamed Al. V'hamalacha ha'ita dayam, the work was enough l'chol hamlacha, for all the work l'asot oto to do v'hoter, and there was extra. So the people contributed in such an abundance to the Mishkan, they actually had to tell the people, stop bringing, they were so generous. And here you see the same idea. The people were so generous that Yechizkiah was up to the point where he said to the Kohanim, what are these piles? Did you actually eat? He says, yes, we eat. We ate, they said. But there is just so much extra. So what are they going to do with all this extra? They're not going to waste it. Lahachin lishchos lishachos beveis Hashem vayachinu. So Yechizkiah says, you know what? Excuse me, we're going to set up chambers for warehouses in the house of God, and they prepared them. We don't want the food to go to waste. Remember, this is Tishrei. So winter is coming. Tishrei is when we celebrate Chag HaSukkot, Chag HaAsif. We bring in the crops. It's after it started in the third month, which is Sivan, right? I guess you could say the end of spring, beginning of summer. It went through the whole summer. Now it's Tishrei. So they're going to set up warehouses so the food does not go to waste. And obviously it'll help them get through the winter. Pasuk Yudbet. Vayaviu et ha-truma va-maiser va-ha-kachim be-amuna va-aleim nagid. So they bring the truma and the maiser and the what has been sanctified with good faithfulness. And he appoints over them Kananyahu Halevi Vishimi Achihu Mishnah. Now the next psukim give a number of names of Kohanim and Levium who were in charge of overseeing, if you will, the storage of the food and allocating to the priests these gifts and the sacred sacraments that the people had brought. So they need someone in charge of it. There is so much. The psukim continue to tell us who is in charge and what did they do with the food. They distributed it in the cities of the priests to give to the Kohanim by division. So now Pasuk Ted Zion tells us, this is in addition to the males who were actually working on their watches in the Beis HaMikdash. They took their portion when they were in the Beis HaMikdash every day. But those who remained in the cities when it wasn't their watches, so they took from this extra food and they gave to the Kohanim and the Levim who remained in the cities when it was not their watches. And now Pasuk Yud Ches and Pasuk Yud Tes tells us that they now reestablish the lineage, the Yichus, the family trees of the Kohanim and the Levim, since temple service had fallen by the wayside and the nation was not really involved, unfortunately, in temple service anymore. The Kohanim and the Levim did not have the establishment of their lineage anymore, unfortunately. They had not taken care of, in Rabbi Dean Steinzelt's words, their genealogical lists. They did not have work, and they were just like everybody else instead of their sanctified status. Now, once again, Chizkiyahu reinstates that they should know their lineage and their family trees. Pasuchav, Vayas kuzos Chizkiyahu bechol Yehuda, Vayas hatov v'hayashar, the Ha'emes, the Fnei Hashem Elokav. Chizkiah was a wonderful king. He reestablishes these rules throughout all of Yehuda, so the Kohanim and the Levim are once again serving. There is more than enough food. It's put into warehouses. It's distributed into the cities of the Kohanim and the Levim. And what does the Nach tell us, the Ketuvim? Vayas Hatov, Vahayashar, Vahemet. He did what is good, what is right, and what is true before Hashem, his God. Lubachom Maase Asher Hecha Ba'avoda Beit Elokim Ba'Torah Uva Mitzvah L'Drosh Elokav. In every action, Bechol Maase Asher Hecha, that he undertook, that he began to do, whether it was the work in the house of God, meaning the Beit HaMikdash, whether it was in teaching Torah, whether it was upholding Mitzvah L'Drosh Elokav, to have people seek out God, Bechol Levavo Asa V'Hitzliach, he did it with all his heart. And therefore he was successful. And such a beautiful Master Haskell for us. Whatever we do, like Yechizkiyahu, the righteous king, we should strive to do with all our heart, whether it's in the house of the temple, whether it's learning or teaching Torah, whether it's asiyas ha-mitzvos, performing and doing the mitzvos, whether it's seeking out God, b'chol levavo asa v'hitzliach. He put his whole heart into, like the Pasuk says, u'l'avdo b'chol levavchem, u'v'chol nafshechem. And when we serve God with all our heart, and with all our soul, and all of our intention, then be'ezrat Hashem v'hitzliach. Hitzliach, just like he was successful, we too will be successful. I thank you for standing with me, Liyudui Nishmat, Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef, Allah Hashem. I wish you a wonderful day. I look forward to continuing our exciting learning tomorrow. Kol Tov to all.